This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman, in for David Brown.
U.S. soccer star Abby Wambach suited up for the last time as a member of the U.S. women's national team last night. Wambach ends her career with 184 goals scored in international play. That's the most by any player, man or woman. Two Olympic gold medals and a World Cup. Her goal in the final seconds of extra time during the 2011 World Cup quarterfinal against Brazil was voted by FIFA as the best goal of all time. That goal, heard around the world, came off her head. It's a dazzling thing to see, but the issue of heading and concussions in soccer has come under scrutiny lately. So much so that earlier this month, the U.S. Soccer Federation issued first-of-a-kind concussion guidelines. Joining us to discuss some of those recommendations is David Messersmith. He's Executive Director of North Texas Soccer. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
So what exactly is the U.S. Soccer Federation proposing?
Most of it has to do with education. It's education for the coaches, the parents, the players, the referees, everybody that's involved in the game. It's primarily an educational project.
And what kind of education does there need to be? I mean, how big is the risk of head injury and concussions in soccer?
Well, concussions do happen. They most often happen with teenage players and adult players. It doesn't happen very often with younger players. You know, the kids that are 5 to 12 years old seldom ever have a concussion. The older ones do get those, although, quite honestly, most of them we find are not from heading a ball. They're head-to-head or a head meets a foot or a head meets a goal. It may be two players both attempting to head a ball at the same time, and instead of hitting the ball, they hit each other. Those are where the concussion-type injuries typically come from in soccer.
So what kind of education would this promote? Would it be coaches getting trained and teaching players?
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with coaches teaching the correct method to hit a ball. First of all, I would tell you that young kids seldom ever hit a ball anyway. Their natural reaction if a ball is coming to their head is to move it away. You know, once they get to, like 10, 11, 12, then they actually have the motor skills to be able to hit the ball with their head, and that's where they sort of start to do that.
So what exactly is the U.S. Soccer Federation proposing in terms of new rules or recommendations?
The rules that they're proposing, and they are just proposals and recommendations as of today, but what they're proposing is that under 11, that the players should not engage in any heading, either at practices or in games. At under 12 and under 13, they want to limit heading to no more than 15 or 20 headers per player per week at practices. And then for under 14 and older, there's no changes.
I know there's been a little bit of concern with Texas football limits on contact and tackling for students that it could change the game. Could this change the game? Do you have any concerns about that?
You know, that's always been a concern and probably why it's taken as long as it has for some of this to evolve is because it does change the nature of the game. Now, if you don't start learning how to head the ball until you're 10 or 11, maybe 12 years old, where before you might have been at least getting some practice of that at a little bit younger age, they'll be a little bit behind in learning that as they become teenagers. And when it comes to competitive level games, while it starts at under 11, they don't really become good competitive type players until they're under 14 or 15 anyway.
We'll have to watch and see what happens. That's David Messersmith, Executive Director of North Texas Soccer. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Not a problem.